Genesis 1:30, and every green herb, etc. Moses here seems to make a difference between seeds and the green herb. Perhaps it is because the herb is the food of beasts and the seeds were designed to serve as food for man. For my belief is that without doubt the seeds we now use for food were far more excellent in paradise than they are at present. I have no doubt, also, that Adam would have refused to taste those various kinds of flesh than which we have no food which we deem more sweet and delicious, in comparison with the sweetness of the fruits of those trees, which grew naturally in paradise, from the eating of which there did not proceed that leprous fatness which is the consequence of such food now, but a healthfulness and beauty of body, and a wholesome temperature of all its humors. Now all varieties of flesh do not satisfy man, nor all kinds of pulse, nor all kinds of grain. We continually endanger the health of our bodies by a surfeit of food. I say nothing now of those worse than beast-like sins, which are daily committed among us by an excessive use of meat and drink. All this is evidently the curse of God, which has followed upon original sin and has continued until now. And I believe also that venomous and noxious beasts and reptiles first came out of the earth as accursed for the sin of man. But here a question may arise, how we are to reconcile the apparent discrepancy that all the trees in the field are given to Adam to enjoy, and yet that afterwards a signal part of the earth, which the scriptures call paradise, is assigned to him to till. Another question may be whether the whole original earth may be called paradise, etc., etc. But these things we will leave to our meditations upon the second chapter.